1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:44 here this Tuesday morning, we now go to the KVOE Sutherland studio line again as we get a Friendship Center and specifically Friendship Meals update. Gwen Bernheide, Barb Lowry joining us here this morning.
Gwen, good morning.
Good morning.
Barb, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us here today. We got the word late last week that the Friendship Meals program is, the way it sounds, Gwen, in really dire need for volunteer drivers. How significant is the need right now?
Right now, we have regular drivers, but what our struggle is getting drivers to come in and volunteer when our regular drivers are not able to come in for a day and have backup drivers and possibly drivers that are full-time. Our schedule is really flexible with drivers.
Well, what do you mean by a flexible schedule? If we want to sign up for something, or is it just for use in need? How's that going to work, Gwen?
Both. Flexibility as in, they would be able to drive every day if they want to. They could be on call if they want to be, once a week, every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesdays, Thursdays, whatever works for them.
Now, are you needing also, I guess, your primary drivers as well, or is your need specifically based, I guess, maybe for the substitutes to plug in as needed?
If somebody would like to be a primary driver, absolutely, we would love to have them also to take a route on a daily basis if they would like to do that.
Along those lines here, what do people need, I guess, as far as, driving, I'm assuming valid driver's license and insurance. Is there anything else that you need more than that?
Correct. No, just contact us here at the center, and last week we had two drivers. One called one day and started the next, and the other called of a morning and started that same day. So, yeah, valid driver's license and insurance is all they need to get started.
And they need to have something to drive. They need their vehicle.
That would probably help.
They do need a vehicle. Absolutely.
Let's not forget that.
They're the only one in it, so I suppose that they should balance on a bicycle or something,
Well, Barb, let's talk about the routes. How much of a time commitment is this, for instance, if you want to take a route for a day?
Well, and Gwen's the pro here, but I'm chiming in.
Go ahead.
Okay. Gwen says that it's about an hour and a half total, so you're just making about an hour and a half total commitment any day that you do it. I believe that they get here around about 10:45, and most routes are done no later than 12:30.
So really, there's not much of a time commitment at all. Gwen, is this something that you see on a seasonal basis here for the need, or are you really, I guess, in general terms, strapped for the most part, or really under any given time of the year?
I've only been at my job for a month and a half, so I really can't answer that. When I came into the job, I noticed right away there was a struggle for drivers.
And actually, and I can kind of chime in there because it really took a nosedive during COVID. A lot of the even really, really regular drivers backed out for a while during COVID. And we never stopped. I mean, we delivered meals every day, never, ever had a day off because of COVID. So it does. I think that it kind of comes and goes naturally, but that was a big nosedive time. What we're up against now is some of the staff members are having to go run a route or two each day, and that's not good because, I mean, then their job is not getting done while they're out volunteering. So that was kind of why we put the immediate need out for drivers. And it is, as you said, it's not a big time commitment, and seriously, it's kind of good. Get you out of the house and go in of a day. And even if you do it once a week, it helps us out tremendously.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned the time commitment for a route. So, I mean, is there normally, 10 to 12 addresses you deliver to specific people? Gwen, how does that work?
It does. Our routes vary on size. We try to keep it between 12 and 15 people. We don't like them to be that big, but yeah, we tell the customers to expect their meals between 11 and 12:30. And so we have some routes that only have six people on them. And so it varies on the size of the route.
And I think there's a route or two sometimes where it's just a drop-off. I mean, like, no? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I think just one. So anyway, but they do come in and they prepare their coolers, you know, and they check their lists of the day and see who. Once in a while, the customers will call in and they don't need a meal that day or they don't want a meal that day. And Gwen keeps track of all that. So she has the updated list when you get here and you check your list and then pack your cooler and off you go.
Off you go. You just knock on the door, you make your delivery, and there's no making change. There's no money that changes hands, anything like that. You just deliver the meal.
There are times, once the statements go out, there are times the drivers will collect the money, but no money gets exchanged back and forth, no.
And it's not their job to collect it. It's only, if the customer arrives at the door and wants to hand you their bill and pay.
Right.
It's not your job to collect it. You don't have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and also, you know, for many on the routes, too, this is a time of short-term companionship. I mean, a lot of these people on the routes are unable to get out. Is that correct?
It is. It's a really good outreach for those that are homebound to have that connection with people. And it's a good outreach to get involved with the community in that capacity.
There are times where it's their only connection with a person in the day, and there have also been times where the meal delivery person is the one that, you know, discovers the person is not okay and needs a call for help. So, that's a really neat deal. And my daughter and son delivered for a while, and one time I was out on a walk with my daughter, and we walked around the block, and this elderly woman came out of her house, and my daughter just squealed and ran up, and they hugged each other, and she just knew her from the route. So that was really cool.
How many, Gwen, how many people are you serving, I guess, maybe on a daily or a weekly basis through the Friendship Meals program?
On a daily basis, we have about 250 meals that go out. Some of the customers get a hot and a frozen meal every day. And so on a daily basis, about 250. On Fridays, we deliver extra meals, extra frozens for the customers, and that's usually over 500 on Fridays that go out.
And you do prepare these meals on a daily basis at the Friendship Center, correct?
We do. They're made fresh, and our frozen meals are what our head cook makes extra meals of a day and is able to freeze those for those Fridays.
Outstanding. Barb, one more thing here. It kind of shifts off the topic of the Friendship Meals, but maybe you can give us a general overview of the Friendship really center and some of the different things that are hubbed there here on a normal basis.
Put me on the spot. Thanks. Well, we have, it's interesting here. Actually, we're under the umbrella of the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging has offices. The main office is in Manhattan. We also have an office in Salina and an office here in Emporia. So we are the only one that actually has the Friendship Meals on site along with the rest of us. And we have senior case managers who go out and do assessments for frail and elderly, physically disabled, and then care assessments when folks go into a nursing facility. We have me, who enters all of that online. I do data entry after they do the assessments. We also have a Medicare person on site, and we have what they call RSVP, which is a volunteer senior program, and we have OCEP, which is help for seniors getting employment.
Well put, well stated, Barb. Nicely done.
Hey, thanks. No notes.
I know. That came right off the top, didn't it? All right, Gwen, if there are people that would like more information or would like to volunteer to help at the Emporia Friendship Center as far as volunteering to deliver friendship meals, who do they call and what is the number?
They would call me at 620-340-8001.
Perfect.
All right. Sounds good.
And
again,
Ron, you can attest to the you can attest to this meal delivery, right? You and I believe your wife some have done it for years.
Yes, indeed. We do a little bit of a route. It's not a route really that we're on. We do a delivery to a big facility here. And I think we're on the every other week route. So see, it's flexible for us to do.
Yeah,
that,
and it is. I believe other people from KVOE, other employees too, take that route sometimes. So we really appreciate what you do, and we appreciate all the drivers that drive for us. Right, exactly. So it's pretty easy, not horribly time consuming, and we're nice people to work with.
We know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, we know that for sure.
We can attest to that. So call 343-8001. Gwen, thank you. Barb, thank you.
No, 340.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. we gave it to you wrong last week, and I said it correct.
340-8001.
Well, let's get that. Yeah. I'll get that taken care of on this sheet. It still lingers
and
in
and it's
here.
On the website. Yeah, it's on your website wrong still, too, but.
Okay, we'll change it.
We'll get it right.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All
thanks,
right,
guys.
Have a good day. All right, that is Barb Lowry and Gwen Berenheide. Friendship Meal Center, 340-8001 is the number to call.
And we definitely encourage you to call because, as they said, not a big time commitment and extremely rewarding in the process.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:56. Stay tuned. Sports headlines on the way.
This is Connie with SOS. We live in a great community. We want